Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Ayin Aleph, and we're going to talk about Simcha today. Different types of Simcha in different areas of Halacha. Simchas Yantif is mentioned right here on the daf. That's how we got into this. The Gemara tells us, B'hayisa'ach Sameach, on the top of Ayin Aleph, on Aleph, L'rabos Leli Yantif Achra on the Simcha. To include, V'hayisa'ach Sameach, that Pasuk and Pashas Re'et is to include the last night, Shmini Atzeres, for Simcha. There's also a mitzvah of Simcha for Shmini Atzeres. Ata Omer Leli Yantif Achron, you might think that this is including Leil Shmini Atzeres, so Eino El Leli Yantif Rishon. You might think, no, you need a lima to include the first night of Yantif for Simchas Yantif, right? A night that did not follow a day of Simcha. Tamalomar Ach Chilek. Ach Chilek is there to tell us that it's including the last night. My taima, lav mishum de ein lo bameh yismach. So that's the context of the Gemara, that wondering if you could bring a carbon shlomim before the holiday, and that's the Gemara tried to bring a raya for that. Okay, the Gemara continues. Maris larabos leil yantav achron alhotzi leil yantav rishon. Why do you include the last night? Marbani leil yantav rish achron she simcha lefanav. I include shmini atzeres because there's a day of simcha before it. Umotzi ani leil yantav rishon she ain simcha lefanav. I exclude the first night of yantav she ain simcha lefanav. There is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos here, which again requires elaboration, but we'll just mention it. Rashi says only the night of Shmini Atzeres is included, not the day. V'yantav achron gufei lo ta'atrei zimni shvaz yamim ksiv ta'gabi simcha v'chulu. And vein simcha l'bachi l'shlamim, Rashi seems to say that it's only the night. Ratosis, pirsh b'kuntras, dafka layla, av a yom shmini lo, v'kash l'riva. The Riva says, what do you mean? It says in Maseches Sukkah, halel v'asimcha shmona v'chulu. Hilcha Tosfos argues, the leil yantav achron lav dafka du adin bayom. It's including the last day. Shmini Atzeres is not just the night. Okay, detail not for us now. But let's talk about five or six areas where simcha comes up in halacha, and each one of them is different. Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Asher, and Klaliyah Mitzvahs quotes 10. We're not going to quote all 10, but we're going to mention a number of the areas of simcha that it comes up, and again, each one has its uniqueness. First, let's start with the one right here, Simchas Yantif. Simchas Yantif, that is the mitzvah. V'samachta b'chagecha. The Rambam tells us in Hilchas Yantif, quoting the pasuk that the Gemara quotes here, Dvarim Tezayin, but in Perek Vav, the Rambam tells us, there's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg, right? That's what he quotes in Vav Tezayin. That's comparable to Shabbos. That's the kishem. Kishem shemitzvah lachabi Shabbos la'anga. Kach kol yomim tovim shenemar l'kdosh Hashem mechubad. V'kol yomim tovim nomar bahen mikra kodesh. Parbianu akibud v'ha'oneg b'hilcha Shabbos. So that's kibud and oneg. And then, though in Halacha Yud Zayin, that's something unique to Yantif, which Shabbos does not have. Shiva simeha Pesach. V'shmona simeha Chag. Im sha'ar yomim tovim. That's a fascinating formulation. What are the Yom Tovim? Shavuos? Is that the only one? So obviously it means more than that, because Shavuos is one day. Mi Daraisa. I'm talking about Daraisa. One day. So what is he including? Including Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? Why doesn't he just say? He quotes two. He quotes the long ones. But in any case, Im Shar Yom Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesped V'tainis. They're all Asur Behesped V'tainis. The first reflection of Simcha is Asur Behesped V'tainis. V'chayev Adam Lios Ben Sameach V'tov Lev. A person is chayev to be Sameach V'tov Lev, Hu Uvana V'ishto V'nei Veso. His whole family. Right? The Vilna Gaon said, this is the hardest mitzvah d'oraisa to fulfill. The hardest one, to be happy 24-7 for a whole week. Happy, not one moment of disappointment, of sadness, of annoyance, and everybody's home, the whole family's home. It's not like you're in the base medrash all day by yourself. No, right? You have to. That's the simple. So it's a challenging mitzvah. We have to do our best. So a person is chayev to be he and his family happy. V'chol anilvim alav, sh'ne'emar v'samachta v'chagecha. Av avisha simcha mu'ar kani karban shlamim, k'mo sh'anu mavarim milchas chagiga. And even though the pashas of the pasuk is about the karban, yesh bechlal osa simcha l'smachu ubanav ubnei beso. Kalechad ve'echad karoilo. There is included in that mitzvah, besides the shlamim, to be misameach, he and his children and his family. The kalechad ve'echad karoilo. And the Rambam says, ketzad, how do you make them happy? So you give them physical, treats. Haktana nosem koyos pegos and McDonald's. You give them nuts. You give them candies. Va'anashim konelo and begadim v'dachshidim noem. Va'anashim ochlim baser v'choson yain. She'en simcha leba baser v'en simcha leba yain. K'shuocha v'chose chayav l'hacha l'gelo yasam almana. You have to share the simcha with the needy. Im shar ha'aniim ha'um lalim. Right? The Rambam says, if it's alone, then you're missing the whole point. Avomisha no el bit dalsos chatzero. Very strong Rambam. Somebody who closes the doors of his chatzer. Va'ochel v'shose, hu ubanav, v'ishto, v'eino machil, umashkel aniyim umari nefesh. Ein zu simchas mitzvah, ela simchas kreso. This is not simcha of his mitzvah. It's simchas kreso of his stomach. V'chulu, and he quotes a pasuk in Navi. But that is the, and then the next halacha is the Rambam that we spoke about, barchati l'Hashem, barchati l'Hashem, the recent shir that we had. But that is simchas yadav. The root of simchas yadav, Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful essay about this in one of his Yartzei Shirim, Shirim L'Zecher Abba Mari, where he talks about why is it that simchas yadav is not compatible with avelus. Oneg Shabbos, the previous Rambam, Oneg and Kavod Shabbos, that's compatible, right? Every Avelus has Shiva in it. So why is it that Avelus and Simchas Yantif is not compatible? Achei Nira Pashut, Ki Simcha Beregel, says Rav Soloveitchik in Ishrim Lezecher Abba Mari in the second volume, Afapi Shibizmana Mikdash Distavina Lakaima Di Achilas Kachim, but even though it's by Achilas Kachim, that's how it's reflected and expressed in the days of the Mikdash, Hina Chalos Simcha Shebelev B'Mubana Yoter Pashut. But the real root of the Simcha is Simcha Belev. She Adam Sameach Beregel. Matzav HaNafshi Shel Adam Beregel Hu Iker Mitzvah Simcha. He could go through all the motions of eating meat and drinking wine and doing all the physical actions of Simcha, but if he's not Simcha Belev inside, he's missing the point of Simchas Yantif. Ela Shatora Tzivsa Eich L'Kayim Simcha Shebelev V'Kava Masmeiros V'Halacha. Ki Bizman Abayis it was Achilas Kachim U'Bizman Azeh Al Yidei Ta'anugim Shonim. And the Raman quote, the Rav Soloveitchik quotes different Rayas to this. Number one, Aram Sover Benigilo Das HaTosfos. Ki Gab Bezman HaZeh Nachayevim B'Simcha Dvar Torah. Midaraisa, not like Bali Tosfos who say Simcha Bezman HaZeh is Drabana because there's no Shlomim. No, it's Daraisa even today. How can it be Daraisa today? Right, there's no Karban. The answer is, even the Karban is just a Siman. It's a way to express it at certain times when we can. It's Alula Aware Rikshot Simcha Belev HaAdam. Number one, the Rambam Shita that Simcha's Yadav is Daraisa, Daraisa Bezman HaZeh. Number two, Lushan, the Rambam's Lushan at the end of Vilkas Lulav, which we'll get to, right? But Midkash is Simchas Pesach Shaweva. Rambam Kinires Sover Shem Simchas Pesach Shaweva Mavachad Chalos Shem Im Simchas Yantif. Right? Let's read this now, because I was going to mention it in a minute, but Simchas Pesach Shaweva is an outgrowth of Simchas Yantif. Ava Bishakala Modos Mitzvah L'Smach Bohen, V'chagasuka Saisa Mivikdash Simcha Yeseira. The Simcha Yeseira, Shneemar, Usmachal Lefei Hashem Lakechem Shivas Yamim. It's an expansion. The V'chagasukas Nischaibu Yisro B'Simcha Yeseira B'Mikdash. And that's Simchas Pesach Shaweva. And that's the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah Nundala, V'kolel Ba'amru V'Samachta B'chagecha, Kol Minei Simcha. And he quotes Basar, Yamatovim, Lishos Yayin, Lubash Begadim Chadashim, Lischok B'Kli Nigun U'Lerakid B'Mikdash Bavatz. The Rambam has, in the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, he includes the idea of Simchas Pesach Shaweva. So obviously, that has nothing to do with the karban that's dancing, and so you see, it's about the inner feeling of Simchas Shebelev. And finally, he quotes the Rush in Rosh Hashanah, where he talks about Vahasienu, whether you say Vahasienu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Machlokes. Gaonim. So he says, "Gdoli olam elah sovrim ki yeshna simcha b'Rosh Hashanah." And the question is, there are many that say v'asiyenu. We don't say v'asiyenu on Rosh Hashanah, but there are those that did. And the question is, how could there be simcha? Montain is tava yisrael akiv shalmi simcha b'Rosh Hashanah. Are they shalmi simcha on Rosh Hashanah? They echtasayim klal simcha b'yom haKippurim she'aser b'achila. Muvana, but dvar pashut. It must be that it's not just about the karban. Shekiyim simcha kani kiyim shebelev. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are different regarding the Maisa mitzvahs, how it's expressed. The other regalim have Shalmei Simcha Achilas Kachim. Rosh Hashanah doesn't, and Yom Kippur for sure doesn't. So you see, it's all about the Simcha Shebelev. What is the Kiyim Shebelev? So this is where our Soloveitchik develops the idea of a feeling of closeness to Lefnei Hashem. That's Simchas Yantif, right? And that is the opposite of Avelus. The Torah cannot, Avelus is also a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that we don't want to do. We have to do it sometimes in certain situations. But that's what's the stira, the contradiction to Simchas Yantif, is the root of Simchas Yantif's feeling lifnei Hashem, and in others feels distant from Hashem. Lefichach nira, ki asoser shal avelus b'chag eino pu'ulas ha-simcha v'ofen hagshamasa. Ki gam avel yachol liten klayus ve'egozim labanav v'liknos big day tzava le'ishto v'lecho basav lishtos yain. An avel could he meet, drink wine, and give out candies to his kids? Ki im kiyam asimcha b'chavayas halev hu shene'esar ba'avelus. B'meishur zeh avelus v'simcha inan shnei hafachim b'nosei echad. Right, it's opposite. Avelus is a kiyam shebelev of mourning, and simchas yadav is a kiyam shebelev of simcha. And those two cannot go together. And the root of that, as he says, is a closeness of lifnei Hashem and the opposite of feeling distant from Hashem. But that is all The first type of simcha, and that's the one that's spoken about in our Gemara, simchas yatif, and expanded upon to the simchas besa shoeva. Number two, simchas purim. Simchas purim. Purim is another type of simchas. This is already based on the Megillah. In the Perek test of Megillah Esther, the Torah tells us that, the Navi tells us that they accepted upon themselves, and they were misakein, days of simcha, umishte, v'yontov, or yomishte, v'simcha, right? Different formulations in Perek Tes. Again, that's much more focused on the physical action itself, right? If somebody has the kiyum shebalev in Purim and doesn't do any of the ma'aseh mitzvos, then that's missing the point. Or not the point, a major point, because the whole idea is su'uda. Su'uda plays a more central role on Purim than, let's say, it does even on Simchas on Yontif, right? The Shulchan Aruch in Tuf Reish Sadi Hey, mitzvah laharbos bis'udas Purim, mitzvah to be marbed. The Rishona point out, why is there such a focus on Mishteh on Purim? Because all of the Nisim happen through Mishteh. And because of that, that's why there's the idea of Chayiv Inish Levesumei Bepuria, right? The Gemara in Megillah, a person has to drink, Adelo Yada, Ben Har HaHomach Mordechai, many different pshatim, what that means, V'yish Omrim, Dein Tzorch L'Sakir Kol Kach, says Rama, Yishta Yosem Elimudo, just V'yishan, just quoting the Rambam, he's supposed to drink more than you normally drink, Vechan Amar, Vechan Amamit, Uvavachi Chayiv In Lubel Shemayim. But either way, Mishteh is a focus. Why? Because, and Chayiv Inish Levesumei, there's no such concept on Yontif, to drink more than your hergelo. No, drink what you want, drink your hergo. Drink your hergo, that's what Simchas Yontif is. Here's the, here it's different, right? It's about losing oneself, right, to remember the Fenafochu, but on Yontif it's the opposite. But again, Simchas Purim is obviously a different type of Simcha. Maybe it's also related to the fact that all the other Yomim Tovim is relating to Nes Nigla, some Nes that took place, while Purim, of course, is about Nes Nistar. And maybe that has to do with the way that the Simcha is expressed. Definitely has to do with the Hallel, as the Gemara says, that the Megillah is the Hallel. It's a hidden Hallel for the hidden Nes, to use Rav Huttner's words, right? The Mechayiv of Hallel is a nace, but if you have a hidden nace, so then it is a hidden hallel that is mechuyev. So we have Simchas Yantif, we have Simchas Purim. Next, Simchas Chasan Vekala. So this is the first one, really, that focuses totally on others, right? Simchas Yantif is about me, and Simchas Purim is about me, but Simchas Chasan Vekala is about making others happy, right? The Ketzan Meraktim Lefnei Akala, the Gemara Ksuba Staf Yuzayin. Right, Ketzam Arachtim. The focus, our focus, is on others. Even the Chassan's focus. Even the Chassan's focus, right? We know that the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah, it's Machokas Rishonim, it's Machokas Rishonim, but there's a mitzvah of getting married, but there's definitely a mitzvah of Shana Rishona. And the formulation of Shana Rishona is that the Chassan should be Misameach the Kala. Misameach the Kala for a year. The Sefer Chinuch in Tav Kuf Pei Beis. Shenitz Tavenu She Yismach HaAdam. He formulates it as Yismach HaAdam HaChasan Im Ishto Shana Rishona. He should be happy with, but it's actions that's incumbent upon him that he has to do to make sure that it is achieved. Shelo Yisachutz LaIr LaTeis LaMelchama V'lo LeInyan HaMachirim LaShevis U'LaSo Yomim Rabim. Go out to business, be away, right? And this is Simchas Chasan Vikala, that we have a chiyuv to do that at a wedding, like the Rambam says, part of the Ahaflorecha Kamocha. That's an important Rambam. Let's just read that Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, as we mentioned, the Rambam says in that the mitzvah, all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam Machavero are included in the larger rubric, Mida Araisa, of the Ahaflorecha Kamocha, but the Rambam says, mitzvah that say shal devrayim, lalakar cholim, lanachim avelim, lotzi ameis, lahachnes akala. Udolavas Archim, Vechulu, Vechen Lesameach, Hachasan, Vehakala. Difference between Lahakhnes Kala and Lesameach, Hachasan, Vekala, Ulesaadam, Bechol Tsarchehem. And the Rambam says, even though these are all mitzvahs to Rabbanan, they're included in the Ahavta, Urecha Kamocha. But again, the mitzvah to be Mesameach. The Sefer Achinech, there in Tavkuf Pei Beis, has this beautiful formulation about the tachlis of the mitzvah of Shana Rishona is to create a certain identification and natural state between the chassan and the kala, so that all other men and women in the world are zar, are strangers, because the chassan and the kala are so connected to each other. Kedei lahargil hateva ima, ulahadbik haratzon etzla, ulahachnis tziura v'chol pa'ala belev, to put the kala totally in the husband and the chassan's a heart, achayavo itzalateva kol masa ish acheres v'chol inyona derech zaris. Every other woman in the world is a stranger. It's not. This is a different level. Ki kol teva barov yivakesh v'yehov masharagobo. Because we like what we're used to. hopefully, there's a concept of Mayim Geduvim Yim Taku that's true, that has to be overcome. That's the Yetzihara. But naturally, we go to what we're used to. And we talk, Yarchika Adam Darko Misha Zara, Vyefana Leisha Ruyolo, Machshavaso, Vyikshru Havladim, Shetele Lo, Vyem Haolam Ma'alachain Lifnei Baro. But again, that's Simchas Chasam Vekala, and expanded the Simcha of the Shana Rishona to cement the relationship. So this is a Simcha that is result oriented. According to the Chinuch, result-oriented to achieve that state. There is a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos, the Gemara tells us that how are we supposed to daven? We're supposed to daven not doing many other things, or doing specific things before we daven. The Gemara says, how do we stand up to daven? Says the Gemara, Ein Adam, we just find the Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Odim Lispalo, Lo Mitoch Din, V'lo mitoch dvar halacha, v'lo mitoch halacha psuka. You have to daven mitoch halacha psuka. But then, Tanur Rabbanan, another brisa, ein odel espa, lo mitoch atzbis, lo mitoch atzlos, lo mitoch sok, lo mitoch sicha, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh, v'lo mitoch torah metelem, ela mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. Simcha shel mitzvah. So does that mean doing a mitzvah? Or the simcha that I know that I'm about to daven? The simcha that I know, simcha shel mitzvah, I'm about to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, maybe when I recognize what I'm about to do, that itself gives me simcha. Right, the famous Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah, the two types of kavana that there are: the kavana of knowing what the words mean, that's a basic kavana, and that's not ma'akev except in the first bracha in Avos. But then, of course, the deeper definition of kavana, which Reb Chaim says is not even a din of kavana; it's a din in the hagdara of Maisa Tefillah, and that is the knowledge of Amida Lifnei Hashem. Knowing I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knowing I have a private meeting with the CEO of the world, knowing that I'm talking, and there are higher standards of davening versus, let's say, even Kriya Shema. But again, that's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. That's how we have to daven. That's a different type of Simcha. That's not Simchas Yontif, Simchas Purim, not even Simchas Chas V'Kala. That's a Simcha of a state of mind that I know that I'm about to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then there's another type of Simcha, and that is Simcha in Talmud Torah. Simcha Talmud Torah, right? The Gemara even Gemara Menaches Daf Yud Ches tells us that the Sav Upanav Shal Yosef HaBavli, Yosef HaBavli, his face used to shine. Face used to shine from the simcha that he had when learning. The Arizal says that anything that he ever accomplished in his life is only because of the simcha that he had. The simcha that he had, but again, through Talmud Torah is a certain type of simcha. Again, that's different than all the others. The Eglei Tal has a famous discussion in the Psicha, in the Akdama, the first page of the Eglei Tal, where he talks about that there are those that have a mistaken impression that think midei dabri zachares kar mashe shamati ksas bnei adam toen biderach haseichel. There are those that have been mistaken binyan limud Torah kedosha v'yamar, and they said ki alomi de machadish chidushim v'sameach u'misani b'limudo. Someone who learns and is machadish chidushim and is happy in his learning ein zelimud Torah kolkach lishma. That's not so lishma. In my alomi b'pshitus, as if he would lane straight she'ein lomi alimud shum tainug v'urak l'shei mitzvah. Right? If somebody just learns l'shei mitzvah, he says that's the highest level. Says the Eglei Tal, says the Sakach Avra Chas V'Shalom. That's a mistake. When we enjoy it, it goes into our bloodstream, and then we become dovuk to the Torah. Right? And that's the Rambam's formulation of lo olam yasok adam atara afilu shalol lishma shibotach shalol lishma bal lishma. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun, right? The Rama only has that about Torah, not Torah mitzvos. Different gersos. The Rama has it about Torah because there's something special about Torah that has to do with the learning itself and the hana. Rav Avraham Menahar, right, in Nedarim Daf Mem Ches, also has a much discussed formulation where he discusses in the context of Isuri Hana, it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, mitzvos lavahedos denu, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is about tzir halev yedias ha-emes. Iker ha-tzivui, l'tzayir ha-emes u-lehis-aneg, v'le'anos b'mado l'sameach l'vova v'sichlo, pikudei Hashem yishar misamchei lev. There's a special type of Talmud Torah, simcha, that comes. And again, that's different than all the other simchas that we have had. Maybe the recognition of the amazing privilege to learn, right? Maybe the Ramban in Hosafas Tesvav, right? Where he talks about Berchaz HaTorah is a separate mitzvah, based on Levi and Mishpatim. Talmud Torah Lishma is a unique category, which is one of the reasons for the Churban, explaining the Gemara in the Dharma Daf Pei Aleph. The way this is another type of Simcha. So we have Simchas Yontif and a Simchas Pesach Shoeva related to that. Number two, we have Simchas Purim. Number three, Simchas Chosan Mekala. Number four, Simcha when one is about to daven. Number five, Simcha Tama Torah. Maybe we'll end off with one more. Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Not the one when you're about to daven, but regular Simchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav, when the Rambam discusses Simcha on Yantif, and then Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and then the last Rambam in the Halach, the last Halach in Hilchas Lulav, HaSimcha SheYismach HaAdam BaAsiyas HaMitzvah UBa'Ahavas HaKel SheTziva Bahen Avoda Gedolahi. The Simcha that a person has when he does a mitzvah and when he loves Hashem that commanded it. Right? Mitzvahs have to have simcha about doing the mitzvah, and through the love of Hashem that commanded it, that's an avoda gedola. V'chala monea atzmo misimcha zu roi li para mimenu. Shenemar tachat asher lo avata z'Hashem alakecha besimcha v'tub levav. V'chala mekes daito v'chola kavod la'atzmo, if he focuses more on himself, u'mischabit be'ena b'mkomos elu, chotei v'shote. V'alzei hisir shlomo amar al tathadah p'nei f'nei melech. The Rambam talks and he quotes David HaMelech, Mephazes u'mecharkel l'fnei Hashem, general simcha shel mitzvah, and avas hakel as we do the simcha shel mitzvahs. These are some of the simchas that come up throughout halacha. Each one has a different focus, but today's simcha, Simchas Ayin Aleph, started with Simchas Yantif, and then we branched off to others. Okay, we'll stop here.